What's going on, world? What's going on, Big Hump Triple X? Back at it one more time. The devil can't keep me away, man. You know, regardless of what you say about me, regardless of what you think about me, the devil can't keep me away because, see, I'm a child of God. I may not be perfect, but what child of God is perfect? But I have a prayer life. And I'm a child of God. And you are too. You should be too. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Father God, thank you for this awesome word. Father God, thank you for allowing me to be here on this day. Father God, I am so grateful for this day. Father God, you have kept me bound. You have kept me together. You have kept me blessed. You have kept me humble. You have kept me happy. You have kept me safe. You have saved my soul. You saved my life. I want to say thank you, Father God. You are an awesome God. Father God, right now I ask that you shield me from that enemy. I ask, Father God, that you shield me from the lying tongues, Father God. I ask, Father God, that you shield me from the evil witchcraft, that evil spirit, that rock being thrown, Father God, that we can't see, those secret conversations that they having, Father God. I ask that you shield me from that. But Father God, whatever they put forth to me, I ask, Father God, that it come back to them 100-fold. See, Father God, I stand on the word of God. I stand on your gifts. I stand on your blessings. I stand on everything that you stand for, Father God, because you told me to be still and know that I am God. And Father God, I'm going to do just that. I'm going to be still because I know that you are God. No man, shape, form, or fashion can change that about me. And I thank you, Father God, on this day. No matter how you come at me, no matter how you try to come at me, touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm according to the word of God. And I thank you, Father God, on this day, Father God, because this is the day that you have made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. I just want to take this time out, Father God, to give you prayer, to give you honor, to give you glory, to tell you that I love you, Father God, to tell you that I'm thankful, Father God, to tell you I am so grateful for you saving my life, saving my soul, saving my family, saving my kids and my grandkids, Father God, saving my friends, saving my neighbors, saving my coworkers, Father God. I pray right now in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, because Father God, there's so much evil out there, so much iniquity out there, so much lying tongue and soothsaying out there, so much bearing false witness out there, people taking sides and create divisions. Father God, there's so much of that out there, but I declare and I decree with the power invested in me that it's no more. We stand on God's word and God's word alone. No matter what creed, nationality you from, no matter what your faith, no matter who your God is, stand on the word of God. Stand on the word of God. Stand on your faith. Whatever God you serve, whatever faith you serve, if that's your faith, stand on it. But for me and my house, for me and my house, we're going to serve the word of God, the true and living God. In Jesus' name, we want to say thank you now. Father God, we want to say we are grateful for everything that you have done. And remember, those without sin, Father God, cast the first stone. Don't never point the finger at nobody because you have done wrong too. Amen, amen, amen. Hey, what's going on, world? Big Hump Triple X. You know, I had to get that out because even I go through experiences and, you know, people saying things and people doing things that ain't true. Because people envision you one way, but they don't see that you have changed another way. They don't see that. But they sit here and they want to snapshot a picture of you. As soon as you do one thing or say one thing, they want to hold that against you, not knowing that they have done the same thing. You got people bearing false witness, taking sides, creating divisions because you think it should be you or that. But God didn't say that. God say it's whoever he chooses and what man he chooses to create another path for another great person. Stop the lying. People, you got to get out of your emotions and your feelings. You got to quit trying to make yourself look good as if you do no wrong. God ain't never created a perfect person. You got to cut it out. You got to quit having them secret conversations talking about people as if you see this and you see that. Listen, we all come short of the glory. According to the word, we all come short of the glory. But you sit and you want to talk. You want to point the fingers. And then when you look for support from people, then you be surprised because you don't get the support. You know, sometimes I may not even get the support, but I'm not complaining. You know why I'm not complaining? Because I serve the one and true living God. So we have to learn to get ourselves on track. You can't depend on no man. No regime, no matter who you are, what you stand for, you got to trust in the one and true living God, the God that you believe in, the God that you serve. Then you got to correct your own actions and your own mistakes. See, a person should never point the finger at nobody because you come short of the glory and you just as wrong. You was created by God yourself. But you want to sit, you want to talk, you want to have these secret conversations. You want to turn people against one another because it ain't about you, because the attention ain't on you. You want to say something about things that ain't true, but knowing in actuality that is you. And the crazy thing about it is that you sit and you cause all this ruckus, but nothing ever happens to you. But you always try to target the person who you don't like. But I'm telling you, you better leave God's children alone. Because remember, God is watching you. And the same gonna come to you what you're trying to do to somebody else. So the Bible always say, when you dig one ditch, you better dig two. Because you're gonna fall in one too. Oh, yeah. See, God don't have no respect to persons. See, wide is the pathway of destruction. Wide is the pathway of destruction. But the pathway to righteousness, the road is narrow. The road is narrow to the pathway of righteousness. Always remember that. You have so many people want to be judgmental. You have so many people, they always think they right. They selfish. They stubborn because it's not about them. They selfish and they stubborn because it's not about them. You want to leave. You want to go do stuff. Everything ain't gonna always be about you. Everything ain't gonna always be about you. You got to be careful what you say because somebody's sensitive. See, right here on this show, this is the Big Aunt Triple X show. I can say the things I want to say respectfully, and I don't have to worry about getting in trouble, somebody saying something to cause me to go through a change because they personally don't like what I say, or they twist my words up and make it seem more than what it is. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Grow up. Be a man. Be a woman. Grow up. Stop whining like a little child and want somebody to put a pacifier in your mouth or feed you cookies. We have gotten away from the true raising and living on how we should be because people have gotten so sensitive now. People will actually stop speaking to you if you say one thing they don't like. And they can been going on and on saying all these things. But if you say one thing they don't like, they're going to stop speaking to you. They're going to judge you. And they're going to say you shouldn't have said that. They're going to tell the next person. The next person going to agree and don't even know you. And they already got something against you. Let me tell you what the book of Leviticus 19 and 18 says. It says, you shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against the sons of your own people, but you shall love your neighbors as yourself. I am the Lord. So you're already wrong right there for bearing a grudge against your sons of your own people. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. So you're already wrong when you got that grudge. Romans 12 and 17 says, repay no evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of the Lord. You know why? Because God says vengeance is his. So do whatever you want according to the word. What goes around comes around. So you don't have to support me. You can keep talking about me. You can have a conversation with other people about me. It really doesn't matter, because when you show me that you're perfect, then that's when I'm going to serve you so I can be perfect. But you're not. And this show is intended for anybody. I'm not talking to nobody specific. This is intended for anybody, wherever and however the shoe fits. This is the spirit that God led me to do tonight. Stop being soft. Stop being so sensitive. Stop being so emotional. Stop acting so weak because somebody said something you didn't like, so now you don't mess with them. But what I will tell you to do is monitor your friends and the people around you. You may want to get a smaller circle, because when you turn around with such a large circle, that's when things get out in a large way, and sometimes it don't be right. So you got to be careful about how you move, what you say, and who you saying it to. It says right here in Nahum 1 and 2, it says, the Lord is a jealous and avenging God. The Lord is avenging and wrathful. The Lord takes vengeance on his adversaries and keeps wrath from his enemies. Ain't that something? The Lord gonna fight my battle for me. That sign on the back says, be still and know that I am God. And guess what? I'm gonna do just that, because I know that he is God. No matter what you say about me, no matter what you do about me, one thing you better do before you do anything, you better check yourself before you try to check me. Read you one more verse. One more verse. In Hebrews 10 and 30. Hebrews 10 and 30. It says, for we know him who said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. And again, the Lord will judge his people. God is going to repay you for what you're doing to me, or anybody who you doing harm to, or you have done harm to, or what you have done to me in the past, current, or coming in the near future. You better put a brake on it. You better stop. You better listen and think. Because every move that happened, God is watching yours and he's watching mine. Heavenly Father, thank you right now for this day. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me to deliver this message and get this message out. Father God, I stand on your word. Father God, I stand on your praise and your honor and your glory, Father God, that I know all things work for the greater of the good. And I just want to say, Father God, I appreciate you on this day. I appreciate you on this evening, Father God. I ask that you continue to bless me. ask that you continue to watch over me. I ask that you continue to be that saint in my life, that soul barrier in my life, that protector in my life that I need, Father God. Send people around me, Father God, to help me and not to hurt me. Father God, I ask that you bless any listener, hearer, and doer that listening to my show right now, Father God. I ask that you bless them. I ask that you keep them strong. My friends, my family, the people from the past, bless my enemies, bless my co-workers, Father God. Keep us all safe. Keep us all blessed, Father God. Keep us in your bosom and under your wing, Father God, with the guidance of you and your Son, Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we pray. And we want to say we're thankful and we're grateful. Amen, amen, amen. So listen, don't react on anything. Let God fight your battles. Be still and know that I am God. That's the same thing I'm going by. God loves you. Big Unc loves you. Peace.